You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
I did not think I would get into the studio on time this week, but I've managed it. I managed to line up some songs for you, and I thought I'd start with one that we haven't played in a long, long time. This is Low, Low, Low. It's the Britpop Show, and you know the drill by now. The drill is that there's a theme, and the theme this week is gigs of 2026. And by that, I mean gigs that I want to go to in 2026, which are obviously Britpop based. Now, we say Britpop ended sometime around 98, 99, but it didn't. It really didn't, because it's still going on. It may have had a lull, but it's still going on. And this is what this show will show you. It's exactly how many Britpop gigs there are playing this year. It shows it can't be dead. So the first one I'm going to play you is Embrace. And this is from Embrace themselves. They say, "Hello, Embrace family. We're beyond excited to celebrate 30 years with you. A brand new album, Avalanche, and a 30th anniversary UK headline tour are on the way." I remember when their first EP came out. I had it in my diary, my Filofax. That's how old it is. They say, "Pre-order Avalanche from our official store for priority access to pre-sale tickets for the tour. The UK tour pre-sale is the 4th of February and the UK tour general sale is the 6th of February. They say Avalanche came from a simple realisation. Real joy isn't found in the big moments, but in the small flashes of magic you notice when you slow down and really live. We chose feel over perfection, honesty over polish, and stayed inside the emotion long enough for it to tell the truth. This record is about accepting that life is fragile, beautiful, confusing, and fleeting all at once, and showing up anyway. We stop trying to have all the answers and let the song stay open, uncomfortable and real. It's the most honest record we've made in a long time. And if you're interested in seeing Embrace, I will let you know the dates that you can see them after we've heard a bit of Gravity."
Thank you.
So fans have embraced it. You've got to love that, haven't you? I know they didn't write it, but even so, it's one of their best. So 30 years they've been playing, and they're playing all the hits and fan favourites at various gigs in November 2026. So they start on the 9th in Aberdeen, then they go Glasgow, Newcastle, Manchester, Nottingham, working their way south, Brighton, Bristol, London, Birmingham, Cambridge, Margate, Torquay Arena. That's an unusual place to be playing. 27th they play Southampton, and they finish at the Cardiff Tramshed on the 28th of November, by which point Christmas will be a mere 4 weeks away. And I promise you, this show isn't uniquely about Embrace, but Embrace tomorrow, Embrace fans, have got a big thing going on. They say, want to chat with us? Here's what's happening on Tuesday the 3rd of February, that's tomorrow, 5 p.m. Join us live on YouTube for a Q&A where we'll be answering your questions about the new album Avalanche and the upcoming UK tour. And then at 5:30 p.m, the official video for Road to Nowhere premieres on YouTube for the very first time. So if you fancy it, get on YouTube, ask them some questions, and let them know that you found out about it from the Britpop show. Right, The Charlatans also on tour, dates to follow. Now, I know you're keen to hear these dates for the Charlatans gig, so don't worry, I'll give them now. You won't have to wait much longer. But the Charlatans also gave a message about their tour. It's not quite as deep and meaningful as Embrace's one, but nevertheless, I'm going to read it to you. It says, "Is it too late to say Happy New Year? Even if it is, Happy New Year. Thanks for all the kind words about We Are Love. It was a pleasure to play those songs to you back in December. Now it's an onwards and upwards with new tour dates in April and May. The Chords are our special guests, a brilliant new band from Scotland. And if you're coming to the shows, definitely arrive in time to see them play. Now, some of the shows, unfortunately, are sold out. But so you've got Norwich sold out. This is 24th of April, 25th of April. Brighton also sold out. Then you've got 26th, Bournemouth, the Cardiff, Nottingham, Birmingham, Sheffield, Newcastle, Aberdeen and Edinburgh. I'll let you find out which ones of those are sold out. But if they're not sold out, get your tickets because the rest of them sound like they probably will sell out. And another band that are also on tour and what they need your support, guys, because there's people flying in from Colombia. There's people flying in from America just to do gigs for you. And they're only doing two of them. And that is Electricity. They are playing in Kent at the Woodstock on the 10th of July and then Yeovil on the 11th of July. Get on it. I think you get these VIP tickets, which give you quite a lot for not very much. So get on it. Make sure you're on that because they could well play this next song live. In fact, they almost certainly will play this next song live. And it's one of the most beautiful things. And for years, I thought, I wonder if I'm ever going to see that song live. And I'm given the opportunity. I've had the opportunity. I'm going to go again and make sure I get that opportunity to see Electricity play Morning Afterglow live.
Now is not the time to go. I feel the morning afterglow, and it feels oh very strange. It's very, very frightening. I realize what's happening. Could it be that I'd fall in love? She's here. Only one for me, and she's got everything I need. Turn my back and run away. She's the only one for me, and she's got everything I need. Turn my back and run away. It's not the time to go. I feel the morning afterglow, and it feels over.
It's worth it just to see Ali hit that high note on that key change. Come on, guys, get your tickets. Go and see Electricity in the summer. Also in the summer, Jesus Jones. They have good gig news, and it's for those people up north in Huddersfield. Friday, the 24th of July, 2026, they're playing at Parish Huddersfield. Doors, 7:30pm, £25 in advance, 14 plus. Under 18s must be accompanied by a parent or a guardian. Get your tickets. Moving on to the next gig, and that is Gene, Britpop and me, Martin Rossiter. So I think this is just Martin Rossiter. I'm assuming he's going to be wandering around with a guitar and talking about Britpop, but also playing a few Gene songs while he's doing it. I'm guessing. If I got that wrong, then no doubt Martin will get in contact with the show and let me know. But he starts on the 28th of October 2026 at Much Wenlock. Don't know where that is. Sounds sort of West Country. Then on Halloween, he's playing Western Supermare, Stroud, Barnstable, Chandler's Ford. Where's that? Lyme Regis, Burnley. I know where Burnley is. Stourbridge, Nottingham, Stamford, Christchurch, Epsom, Totten, Blackburn, Southport, and ending on the 15th of May in Peterborough. So Stamford ended on the 25th of November, and then he's got a bit of a break until April 27, where he goes April and May 27 on the last few. So that's quite a way in advance, but it doesn't matter. You can get your tickets now. Here's a reminder, though, of a song that he may well play.
Something I will
Olympian by Gene. Right, this next tour is for anybody who is outside the UK, although there are some UK dates on there as well. So it's Garbage, starting on the 24th of May at Caton Hall, UK. And then they go 28th of May, Sofia in Bulgaria. Then they go Warsaw, Stockholm. Now, this is written Skive, but I'm assuming it's pronounced something like Skive in Denmark. Vienna, Prague, Hamburg, Utrecht. Then Halifax, Delmere, Margate, all in the UK. Scarborough, Cardiff, Southampton, Mainz, is that Germany? Athens, Barcelona, Edinburgh, London, Belfast, and ending on the 18th of July in Dublin. I think they might be doing that with Skunk Anansie. I ought to have checked that, but this is what I'm reading from their advert. So if you fancy listening to a bit of Garbage, that you know where to go, or maybe even go on holiday. Thank you. Quite a laid-back vibe tonight. Nothing wrong with that. So James Walsh, lead singer of Star Sailor, is playing on Saturday the 18th of April at the Treehouse in Frome. And this is what they've got to say about it. James Walsh, lead singer of the critically acclaimed multi-million-selling indie band Star Sailor, steps away from his busy schedule to perform an exclusive limited-capacity show in Frome this April. Most shows are limited capacity. It just depends on the amount, doesn't it? Star Sailor recently released their highly rated new album, Where the Wild Things Grow, their first studio record in 6 years, and have a packed summer festival schedule ahead, along with a UK autumn tour. For this special event, James Walsh will perform stripped-backed solo acoustic renditions of songs from Star Sailor's extensive back catalogue, alongside material from his much-heralded solo project. I saw him live. He was very good. I love his guitar. It was like a Fender Acoustasonic, I think they're called. It's like a thin acoustic, electro-acoustic guitar. It was lovely. And also, you know, because that's the way I roll, I bought a little vinyl off him, and he signed it for me. It was lovely. He dedicated it to my son. So go and check him out in Somerset. Why not?
Thank you.
Cast have just released an album, 31st of January. It's called Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. And they are playing a stripped back album release show across the country. They've already started. So you've missed Leeds, Bury, Liverpool, Newcastle, Glasgow. Tomorrow they're doing Edinburgh. Then it goes London, Kingston, Brighton, Southampton, Bristol, Milton Keynes, Leicester, and ending on the 13th of February at Sheffield. So it looks like there'll probably be a few of them on acoustic guitars playing an acoustic version of the album and probably some of their hits as well, but I can't guarantee that because it doesn't say it on the advert. But anyway, let's play something from that new album.
We'll be right back.
Now, the eagle-eared amongst you will notice that we're getting very close to the end of the show, and therefore I can't play absolutely everything that I would want to play, and so there are some bands that I'm going to announce their dates but can't play their song, and one of them is The Cardigans. The Cardigans are very happy to announce an exclusive early curfew UK show at Event IM Apollo this June, and it's Saturday the 27th of June, and it's their first UK appearance in 8 years. They're going to be playing hits like Love Fool, My Favourite Game, etc. It's an early curfew, finishes at 9 p.m, perfect for those who like an early night. Something to do with the football, I understand. Now, also, going on now, Ben Otterwell and Ian Ball are playing Gomez by Request. And that's starting on the 15th of February in Exeter. Then it goes Southampton, Bristol Trinity, Manchester, Glasgow, Dundee, Aberdeen, Edinburgh, Newcastle, Sheffield, Nottingham and London. And with guests are Buddy. And I'm guessing by the You Decide the Set List idea, I guess you just shout out and tell them what you want to hear. Preferably one of their songs, I would imagine. And then you've got the Blue Tones, as you can hear in the background. The Blue Tones are playing in October and November, celebrating the 30th anniversary of their debut album, Expecting to Fly. They're playing the album in full, plus all the hits. And that's from the 15th of October in Leeds. Then it goes Carlisle, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Wolverhampton, Cambridge, Oxford, Newport, Barnsley, Manchester, London, Brighton, Bournemouth, Frome, Northampton, and ending in Lincoln at the Drill on the 8th of November. That sounds like it should be a good show. And to celebrate the fact that it's going to be a good show, we've got a little bit of Tone Blues playing in the background. I'll let you hear that. That's, of course, the start of their second album. And then I'll play something from their debut album, which you will definitely hear at one of their shows coming up. Why is that? Because they're playing the whole album in full. This is Tone Blues, followed by Things Change.
Thank you.
Let that hang in the air, because not even the blue tones make them that good nowadays. I had a message from T. He says, Squeeze are playing two intermittent shows at the Twickenham Exchange on the 8th and 9th of March. And that just leaves us with Dodgy, as you can hear in the background. And Nigel Clark is playing some solo shows, and they're coming up very, very soon. 6th of February, Beverley St. Nicholas Church. Then he's playing Derby, Portsmouth, Kent, and a couple of other places, including Leicester. That's it though, guys. Thanks for listening. See you on the flip side.
Storms try to doubt us, we won't feel the rage. Unless the world is worthless now, I see my fate. Darling, you are my heroine, the everything I need. Come into my arms, don't let me bleed. I am the grass man, I will burn for you.